1.5 million Japanese tourists visit Hawaii and spend more than $2 billion. This year, airline seats from Japan have increased 9%, but the Hawaii Tourism Authority is focusing on visitor spending. Eric Takahata is the managing director of Hawaii Tourism Japan.
You look at what the airlines are doing, Hawaiian Airlines, JAL, ANA, all the legacy carriers. They're cutting down on their economy class seats. So we're seeing a shift now into affluent, super wealthy travelers. And we should be concerned about spending, not so much about how many heads and beds we get, how many people are here. We are concerned very much more on raising spending.
Takahata says more than 62% of Japanese tourists are return visitors, and they're looking for new, culturally based, rich experiences. The Japanese government is also instituting work reform to provide more time off for Japan's workaholics, and Takahata says international competitors are upping their game.
Australia, Canada, Okinawa, Hong Kong, Southeast Asia are throwing huge amount of resources to market to the Japanese, and every other destination wants to get their share of that Japanese traveler, right? Of which we got the most, 1.5 million, right? We are in the driver's seat right now. We need to maintain pole position and keep this lead.
Completion of a $50 million Customs and Immigration Inspection Station at the Kona Airport enabled Hawaiian Airlines to provide service three times a week from Haneda, Japan. That was followed by Japan Airlines on September 15th with daily service from Narita. Representative Richard Onishi represents East Hawaii Island and chairs the House Tourism Committee. He says there's room for visitor growth.
The Big Island runs somewhere between 65 to 70% occupancy, so there's definitely availability, especially on the west side. The east side is a little bit more challenging. We don't have as many hotel-type facilities, so what we've been trying to work on is a development plan for Banyan Drive.
The additional flights from Japan are expected to generate $140 million in additional spending. Japan Airlines Hawaii Regional Manager Toshihiro Shoji says the resumption of daily Kona flights provides alternative experiences for Japanese visitors.
We started the Kona flight in 1996 and stopped operating in 2010. So 7 years in absence, we returned to the Kona very happy and excited. So stargazing at Mauna Kea and the volcano, so many things to do.
Hawaii Tourism Authority President and CEO George Sagetti says Japanese visitors are extremely loyal and love native Hawaiian culture and local cuisine.
Hawaii's really resonated with Japan. I mean, we have more Hawaiian halals in Japan than we have in Hawaii. And I just got back from Japan, and it's year-round that they have that promotion of the local moco, and it's front and center when you walk in those restaurants.
In 2018, the state will celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Japanese immigration to Hawaii, and 2020 will be the year of the Tokyo Olympics. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.